Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Research. Today, sir, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. Are you registered, sir, to vote in Arizona?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
Yeah,
Actually, I
okay.
am, yeah.
And, yeah, okay. And, in what year were you born, sir?
98.
Okay. And, sir, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And are you Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano, Puerto Rican,
Central
Cuban,
American.
Dominican?
Well, Central American.
Central American. Let me go ahead and note it down. Allow me one moment. Okay, I have noted it down. And, so you are Hispanic, correct? Okay, let me go ahead and have that noted as well. And what level of schooling are you currently enrolled in? Did you enrolled in a 12th grade or below, or no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, the associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, MD, DDS, JD, or doctorate?
I just have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means your vote has a lot of power, 5 means it just has some power, 0 means it just has no power at all. How much power do you believe your vote has from 0 to 10?
I don't know, 7 or 8.
Okay. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Would that be somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable toward them, a 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. I'm going to start with Congressman Ruben Gallego. How do you feel toward them from 0 to 10?
Oh, I don't know who that is, to be honest with you.
Okay, and what about Joe Biden from 0 to 10? Joe Biden?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. I'm driving. I'm so
Okay.
sorry. I don't know, 7 or 8.
Okay, and what about Kamala Harris?
I don't really know anything about her, so 5.
Okay, what about the Democratic Party from 0 to 10?
5.
And what about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 10?
I don't even know who that is. 5.
Okay, and what about Donald Trump?
0.
And what about the Republican Party from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And sir, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, a third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent or third party?
I don't know what I would vote. I would have to do more research.
Or would you vote for other political offices but not president? Or would you vote at all? Or you not vote at all? You would be undecided at the moment?
Maybe I'll vote for other political parties other than the president. because I know some people in Phoenix, so that makes me feel more connected and tied to the local stuff.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidates?
Democratic.
Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you two statements. Statement A.
How much longer
reads,
do we have? Because I have to be somewhere in 5 minutes, just to let you know. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes, it would actually take from 5 to 10 minutes the most.
Okay. Sounds good. At 6:25, I got to go. But you can go ahead and repeat the question so I can finish it.
Okay. Statement A, I'm going to go ahead and I'll make it brief for you. Statement A reads, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. And statement B reads, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which one comes closer to your opinion? Statement A or statement B?
Statement A.
And would that be somewhat, or would it be much close to you, to your opinion?
I guess much close to me, much close to my opinion, I guess.
Okay. And which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? I'm going to read you two, three statements. The first statement reads, our governments and political system won't work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement two reads, our governments and political systems do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. And statement three reads, our governments and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one is closer to your opinion?
A.
Okay. And in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, do you feel positive or negative for the future of the country?
Positive.
And what about your own?
And my own what?
And what about your own future? Do you feel positive or negative?
Positive.
And what about the future of the planets? Do you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Okay. And from your most recent voting experience in the November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
Easier.
Would that be somewhat easier or much easier?
I'll say somewhat.
Okay. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I'm going to read the list, starting with, because elections are rigged and my vote has won't matter, because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote. It is too difficult for me to vote. Racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me out of votes. I don't know enough about the candidates. Which of those will be a reason why you might not vote in the upcoming elections? You may select up to two.
Man. Honestly, some of them are kind of hard to hear, but did you say something about not having time or something, not having something?
Yes, I don't have time to vote. It is on the list. Would you like to select that one?
I'll choose that one. Yeah, I'll choose that one.
Okay, let me go ahead and...
And I don't need to select anymore because the other ones didn't feel like right to me.
Okay. And who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, racist politicians. Which one of those? You may select all that apply.
All politicians. All politicians.
Okay. And Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could happen in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the threat is near certainly to happen, a 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the threat will certainly not happen. I'm going to start with the first threat. It reads, having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Do you believe that will happen from 0 to 10?
Oh, 0.
0. And what about giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech from 0 to 10?
0.
Do you think? Okay. And what about the threat that reads preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal? You think it would happen from 0 to 10?
5.
And arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote. Do you think that would happen from 0 to 10?
Wow, that's a hard one. Yeah, I'd say I'm gonna go 5, but that doesn't sound. I feel like it could happen. So.
Okay. And what about restructuring the Department of Justice so President can prosecute political opponents, including protesters? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
That's a tough one. I don't know. 5.
What about
some really good questions? Who came up with these questions?
Actually, we do get the surveys randomly, but yes, they do make a study for them.
Yeah, this is some good questions, honestly. Sorry to bother, or sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just kind of amazed that I'm still on this phone call.
Yes, these
questions are actually pretty good.
Sir, your opinions are really important. Do note and have that noted. And what about the threat, sir, that reads increasing political violence in response to American elections? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10?
5.
And what about creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives? Do you think that will happen from 0 to 10?
You said a state? Like an individual state?
Creating a surveillance state to monitor state of surveillance to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Yeah, 6.
6, okay. And what about the threat that reads allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10? You said 5? Okay, and what about sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors? Do you think it will happen from 0 to 10? Hello?
Yeah, that's 0. That wouldn't happen.
0? Okay. Go ahead and I note that down. And how big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? A big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem at all?
Just racism in my everyday life?
Yes. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your life today? Would it be a big problem, somewhat of a problem, a small problem, or not a problem at all? Yes, for some reason I'm barely able to hear you.